Today we celebrate the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I love the beginning of Ordinary Time because I love to hear these first accounts of the different events in Jesus' public ministry, his first healings, his first exorcisms, his first proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of God. But my favorite is actually the first calls of the apostles, his first encounters with them. I think there's something so special about these accounts of the first, those first moments where Jesus meet his apostles. So obviously the 12 apostles are very important figures in the gospel. The church has always taught that the 12 apostles are actually the first priests and bishops of the church, and that after Jesus' death and resurrection, they would go on and preach and teach and become the foundation of the new church that Jesus had established. So obviously when Jesus calls his first apostles, he's calling very important people in the church. But it's also important for us to see that Jesus calls each one of us. He doesn't, you know, we have had a problem in the church for many years for thinking that the real people who are called are priests and sisters, and everybody else is just kind of a second class Catholic. But the Second Vatican Council really insisted that every person is called by Jesus in a unique and personal way, to a particular vocation, but also to a particular way of following Jesus. So when we read these accounts of Jesus' call of the apostle, what we're actually reading is not so much the call of that person over there, but if we dig deep, we can discover Jesus' own call for me personally, for us, this personal call that Jesus gives. So there are four moments that I want to point out in today's gospel that I think that help me, and hopefully they're helpful for us too. So as the gospel begins today, we have John the Baptist. And what do we see John the Baptist doing? Well, he points out Jesus. Now, this is something that we during Advent, with all of our readings for John the Baptist, this is something that we saw him continuously doing, pointing out Jesus. He would say things like, "He must increase, I must decrease." So this is really John the Baptist's sole goal, is to point the people to Jesus. And so John does that today in the gospel. We see two of John the Baptist's disciples are standing next to him. Jesus walks by. John the Baptist says to his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God. There's Jesus." So I think this is the first thing that we realize with any call that Jesus makes. It starts with another person in our life. So we might just think for a moment, who in my life has pointed Jesus out to me? Maybe it was our parents, maybe it was a friend. Who in our life has directed our attention to Jesus? The next thing we see is that obviously these two disciples must have found something compelling in Jesus or attractive about Jesus that actually they started to follow him. I think this is a really important thing to think about, that actually authentic holiness in another person attracts us to Jesus. You know, so when I'm talking about someone who has pointed Jesus out to us, I'm not talking about, you know, the crabby church lady who drives as many people away from Jesus as she does leading towards Jesus. I mean the witness of an authentically holy person, which attracts us. We find something attractive in their witness, challenging perhaps, but also something that's attractive to us. So we can think in our own life, is there somebody in my own life who pointed Jesus out to me in some way? Maybe it was simply by the way that they lived. by the way that they treated other people. My own mother talks about how she's a convert. She grew up Lutheran. My own mom talks about how she was attracted to the Catholic Church because of the witness of my grandparents, my dad's parents, how they always welcomed her in their home. My grandma on my dad's side pierced my mom's ears. They were high school sweethearts. But my mom talks about there was something about the way that my grandparents lived that really attracted her to the Catholic Church. So maybe we can think in our own life about someone who has had that powerful effect on us. So in today's gospel, we see again John the Baptist pointing out Jesus. The disciples must find something attractive about Jesus, or at least John the Baptist, so that they're compelled to follow Jesus. So they begin to follow, and then what happens? Well, Jesus notices them following him. And Jesus turns to them, and he says, "What are you looking for?" It's a pretty searching question. What are you looking for? Why are you following me? So then the disciples answer Jesus' question with another question. Now, this isn't to avoid the question so much as just a way that people would dialogue in Jesus' culture. Sometimes to move the conversation forward, you would respond to a question with a question. So Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for?" They say back to him, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And Jesus says to them, "Come and you will see." So this is a really important moment because what's happening here? Jesus is making a personal and direct invitation to them. So again, what are the first two steps that we've seen? Somebody points Jesus out to the disciples. And then those guys begin to follow Jesus, and then Jesus invites them into a personal relationship with him. So that's the same thing with us too. As we begin to follow Jesus, well, it's not enough that we just follow Jesus. We actually have to encounter him in a personal way. He needs to say something to us. He needs to invite us personally. Matthew, what do you want in your life? "I don't know, Jesus. Come and follow me. Come and see what I have to offer." In each of our life, this is actually what happens. I think it's good for us to think about when we felt Jesus speaking something personal to us, a personal word directed to my heart. Can we think of a time when we felt that? When we felt Jesus speaking to us directly, inviting us. So the third really important thing that happens here is that the disciples, Jesus says, "Come and you'll see where I'm staying." And so what do we hear next? The disciples went and saw where Jesus was staying. They went with him. They accompanied him. This word "to stay" is actually really important. If we fast forward in John's gospel, there's a passage that we have probably heard many times. It's where Jesus talks about the vine and the branches. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains with me and I with him." And then he says it about six times, it seems like. "Remain with me, remain with me." That's the same word there that Jesus is using here, even though it's translated to "stay." So Jesus is saying, "Come and see where I remain." And then we're told that the disciples go, and what do? Remain with him. So again, to review, John points out Jesus. Jesus invites them personally to have a relationship with them. And they did. And what was that? It was to go and remain with Jesus. So how is Jesus calling us to remain with him? I mean, many ways, but especially to spend time with him in prayer, especially to come and encounter him in the sacraments. So thankfully, you chose this morning to come and stay with Jesus for an hour here in church. Jesus invites us to remain with him by encountering him in other people, especially people in need. So that's the invitation, is to come and be with me. That's what Jesus says to each one of us. How amazing! Jesus wants me to come and be with him, remain with him. It's true for you too. Jesus wants you to be with him, to remain with him. Okay, last thing that happens. So we're told that the disciples stay with Jesus. They remembered what time it was, so they must have been very significant to them. We're told it was 4:00 in the afternoon. It seems like a random detail, but obviously the disciples remembered very clearly what happened that day. And then what's the next thing that happens? One of the two, Andrew, goes and he tells his brother what happened. And he says, "We found the Messiah," and he brought him to Jesus. And then Jesus speaks to Peter, and the whole cycle starts over again, now with a new person, Peter. So Andrew, having experienced Jesus, was so filled that he needed to go and share that experience with somebody else and bring somebody else to Jesus too. So this is, we see there's a real conversion here, which means that there's a sharing of the gospel, which simply means the good news, a sharing with another person. Here's one thing I really like about this, because we're each called to evangelize, but sometimes we think that to evangelize means that we need to do what people do outside of Target Field and stand on a crate out on the sidewalk and with a microphone and yell things like, "Jesus saves." But we don't see anybody doing that in the Gospels. What we do see people do is going to somebody else they know and saying, "I want you to meet whom I've met. I want you to meet the one who's done something very powerful in my life. I want you to know him too." That's evangelization. When we go to people that we already know and are close to, and say, "I've found someone, I want you to know him too." That's all that evangelization is. So how can we live this in our own life? How's Jesus calling us to live this more? Two questions I think we can ask ourselves today as we get ready to meet Jesus directly and personally in the Eucharist. How is Jesus asking me to remain with him today? How's Jesus asking me to remain with him? How can I encounter Jesus today? After we go home, what's the rest of the day? What's the week look like? How can I remain with Jesus? That's the first question. Second question, who is the Lord inviting me to talk to about him? Who's the Lord inviting me to invite into a deeper relationship with the Lord? Who's the Lord inviting me to share the joy that I've experienced in this relationship with Jesus with someone else? So as we encounter Jesus, that's today. He wants to speak a personal word to our heart and into our life, as he did with those first disciples. And then he wants us to remain with him and invite somebody else to encounter him as we have encountered him.